So right now, everyone, if you're hearing this, I'm drinking a delicious craft beer from my homie. He did a collaboration with 10 Miles Bury, the homie Cambodian Cowboy. He made a delicious rice lager beer, everyone. So if you're a craft beer enthusiast, you love craft beer, and you want to come visit Long Beach, go to 10 Miles Bury in the city of Signal Hill. And it's right there on Willow and Orange, right across from the cemetery. And, you know, shout out to Dan and Jesse. They make some good, good, delicious beers. And pick up a 3-pack. That's the homie, Cambodian Cowboy. He is, like, the best, excuse me. Ooh, that beer is good. He's the best barbecue pit master in the West Coast, in my eyes. And shouts to him because he was barbecuing over there in Coachella. So, again, if you want looking for some good barbecue, look up my boy, Chad, the Cambodian Cowboy. If you see it, if you go to my Instagram, I'm holding the 3-pack of beers and at 10 miles. So follow him. He makes delicious barbecue. I'm going to post him up probably like later this week. But, you know, again, check out 10 Miles Brewery. They make some good, delicious beers. And right now I'm vaping. This brand called Turn. Shouts to them. I'm having a white gummy bear vaping, you know, indica. So, it's been a minute because, you know, with work, and with my new job, podcast, family, and stuff like that, I wanted to do an episode, What's on My Mind with Mega Man, because this is where there's things I want to let out, but I just want to express the way how I am. I don't want to say how I feel, because that's kind of beta. I just want to express the way how I, you know, want to say. But, you know, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the last episode of The Mega Man's Life. It's something where it's like, you know, it just speck from the heart. You know, a lot of people hate it. And there is a bunch of people that just hate that fucking episode. And I already know where this is all going to. Rancho Romo's, you know, he's probably going to do an episode, you know, crying, you know, to the heavy hitters and ramblings and all. And you're probably going to do an episode, and I'm going to speak freely on this, you know, because to me, like, it, this doesn't faze me. They're probably going to do an episode about me, and they're probably going to deep dive on, oh, I didn't know about this and that, and find background or whatever, dude. Like, to me, it doesn't faze me. It really doesn't. It's just people talking. It's like bickering back and forth. And this is all what happened, the situation with Mind Buzz, you know, had a fallout with Rancho Romo's, you know, like whatever. Then he did an episode, you know, like, you know, Mega Man never, you know, made fun of me or this about my mental health and all, because I was doing my thing. And this is real talk, everyone. So, I got up. Let me shake my beer for a second. I got a DM from my homie, Flo. And he was, you know, DMing me and telling me, like, yo. And I want to say that before I start this, I want to say, Rancho Romo's, if you're going to hear this, I don't give a fuck if you're going to talk shit to me or not, or to your boys or to your brother. It doesn't faze me. You can say whatever you want. I'm going to tell you one thing, dude. No matter what you say, you're talking shit about me, I'm going to talk shit about you, back and forth. You know how it's going to be. It's all about numbers. It's all about clout and shit like that. I mean, you know, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing and shit like that. I'm just like, whatever. So it's, to me, it's bumping gums. You know, he said, back and forth, numbers. I'm going to expose you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk about personal things and blah, blah, blah. I already know what all that. So to me, I'm already mentally like like strength in my brain for all this shit. Like, it does not gonna faze me one fucking bit, because you and I were different. We might not be on the same page. We have different personalities, different thinkings, but I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I think you'd be surprised. I think you'd be very fucking surprised. Like, you and I were not on the same page on thinking wise. So whatever you say, or your boys, or say anything to me, it doesn't matter, because I haven't seen you guys in fucking years. And I probably will never see you forever. I don't even care. The only thing is, people say, well, you might see him if you're in a different city. If it happens, it happens. To me, I'm living my life. I don't care. But again, when Flo DM'd me and said, hey, you know what? Jose Ramos was giving you flowers. Like, okay, cool. Like, I was like, whatever. But not knowing, like, okay, it's been a minute. You know, he's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. Then, you know, the whole situation with MindBuzz, and, you know, I guess you guys were a part of it as well. Then you try to be like, try to do an episode, like, we weren't involved, we weren't a part of it, and all, like, come on, man. I mean, CD9 and people, I mean, it's almost like, in a way, if MindBuzz and whatever you guys are saying, it's like, it made you guys look more like fucking cuck beta male losers. Because you guys all hate mommy. You made a page and be like, oh no, that was all MindBuzz. It was all you guys. You guys, you're trying to be like the heavy hitters and try to take Mega Man down and stuff like that. To me, when I saw what you guys are doing, I was like, I would. What a bunch of fucking cucks. Oh, fucking cucks. Talk shit here, whatever and stuff. I'm gonna kick your ass. Okay, yeah, whatever. To me, it's like a whole bunch of cucks. You know, like, to make a full episode, or to even make a page about me, bro, that's sad. That's sad. Like, that's never crossed my mind, is to make a fake page and just talk shit about someone. That would make me feel like, man, you're a psycho stalker over here. I mean, come on, guys, get it together. I mean, you guys got lives. I mean, it's just a podcast, you know? I mean, I'm telling you guys, people, listen, there's Latino podcast wars. I mean, like, to me, to these guys right here, it doesn't faze me. I'm like way over it. So whatever episode or whatever they say about me or my personal life is, I don't care. It's to me, it was like, oh my God, you know? But to me, it's like, I thought in a way Jose Ramos would change, and he was like, oh, talking about Jesus, you know, getting his life together and all. I just kind of felt like, well, how Cindy said it, you know, a wolf wearing a sheepskin, pretending, you know. And that's when Flo is like, my homie Flo, shouts to you, Flo. I just want to tell you one thing, you got to be careful, man. You know, that's one thing where sometimes those wolves who wear the sheeps leave little baits for people thinking, like, oh, he might change. And that's when Flo DM'd me and told me, it's like, hey man, Rance, you're almost just, you know, giving you flowers, whatever you're doing on the Yoenki Mesko at that time, which I don't fuck with that guy anymore. You know, that motherfucker talks shit, and it's kind of weird, you know, kind of feel like I hear stories of, you know, with all of them, like, you know, talking mad shit, even though with Yoenki Mesko. And don't say, like, oh, I never did anything. Shut the fuck up, man. Like, it was weird. And I checked you a couple of times after the show, and you play dumb dumb, and that's why a lot of motherfuckers play dumb dumb and shit. They think, like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It can't be men that own up to that shit. And let me tell you something too, Ranty with Romos. You know, you at that I thought you changed, but the weird thing about it is like, seemed like a cool conversation on the phone talking, like, you know, me and Cindy. You're talking about your personal life, what's been going on with you and me. I kind of feel like, I thought about it, like, maybe this guy changed, or like, I don't know, I should call this guy. I don't know. But I kind of feel like where everything just changed, you know, because of the whole situation with MindBuzz. You know, Rantio Rumble's called trying to get a little info, a little scoop of MindBuzz and stuff, so he could talk about it on this podcast shit. That's real talk, everyone. So It doesn't make a difference what you say, Ranting Romos and shit like that. So with all that, he was trying to get Scoop, and it was weird. He Ranting Romos on some of his podcasts, he would say at that time, because I don't listen to it no more because I'm just way too busy. Because the reason why I don't listen to podcasts anymore at night, because I went back to overnights, because there's certain and people always say, how come we don't listen to my podcast before I get to this whole situation with Ranting Romos? The reason why is I have to listen to my JPL because I had an ear infection on both of my ears because I didn't know what the earphones, which I kind of use Bluetooth with, which is wireless. I didn't know that the rubber that they make to hear the earphones and shit, the rubber, I didn't know I was allergic to it, so I had an infection. So it's been really hard to listen to podcasts because if they have Spotify, I'll listen to it on my TV, but it's been hard. So lately, a lot of people were just saying, "Hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that?" And a couple of people, say, "Hey, did you?" It was weird. I don't know these people. I mean, if I should have screenshot, I should have screenshot. But it was weird that I've been hearing, I don't know, for some time. There's been times where Ranting Romos would have a podcast and he have a Patreon. And I would hear stories of him running his mouth, like talking mad shit. So I was like, damn, man, like, well, say it on the fucking podcast. Why would you have to have a Patreon and put episodes out because you don't want people to know how you really feel or who you with your mask off? So they did an episode. They were going to talk about the situation with Mindbuzz, and I know, like, maybe around 6 something or 7 o'clock in the morning, Romos, he texts me. He's like, "Hey, man, we gave you some, text." He texts me. I was asleep. He's like, "Hey, just want to let you know we gave you flowers. We gave you flowers, on the show. We stuck up for you." I was like, okay. So I wanted to hear the episode because I couldn't go to sleep. I was like a night owl. So it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I go to Francisco Romo's Patreon and I paid and wanted to hear the episode. I was like, that's weird. Like, that was going to be like 2.5 hours. So it was only for like 23 or 30 minutes. And that's what I feel like. He did an episode only for Patreon, how he really feels about certain people. And I was like, wow. So he was talking mad shit about me. Then he puts an episode with the heavy hitters and all and show me love. And I was like thinking, like, man, this guy is saying it's all praise and Jesus and God and he changed and all. Then find out, looking at that, it's more like, damn, it's a fucking hypocrite. Just that's like, man, Cindy and I looked at each other. We're like, did you hear this shit? It's like, I'm tripping out. I was like, okay. I was like, whatever. I'm like, cool, whatever. It's kind of like saying, like, Ranting Romos and Mega Man are friends. We're just acquaintance. Like, I just know him. I'm not like best friends. Like, oh my God, it's my homie. It's not like that. So don't get it twisted, everyone. So was weird. Then I get a weird, we're talking cool, like, whatever, just casual. It's like, I'm doing my thing. He's doing his thing. Like, okay, whatever. It's like kind of like catching up. Then I get a DM. I get like a DM on a text on my phone. I was asleep because I had to be at work at 12. So Ranting Romos, you fucked up my sleep because I work overnight. Just maybe just like you, dog. And pretty much in a way, he's like, "Hey man, why'd you block me for?" It's like, "What the fuck you talking about?" And we did an episode talking about this. And then like, "What are you talking about?" Like, I didn't like freaking block you or whatever. He's like, "Go check your shit." He's like, "Oh, okay, I see how it is." Like, the fuck's going on, man? I'm like, why are you texting me like worried about fucking Instagram, man? Go live your life, work, spend time with your kids, go watch shows like you always do on your stories. Like, don't think like, oh yeah, I'm looking at your stuff too. Okay? Sometimes. Not all the times, but sometimes. But keep on doing what you're doing. And it trips me out. It's like, why are you worried about Instagram? Focus on life. That's what I'm fucking doing. I'm focusing on life. I already figured out the fucking Matrix. I already figured out the fucking social media. already figure out who's real, who's not. I already figure out. So I don't give a fuck what people do. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. Because I don't give a fuck about Instagram. I don't give a fuck about social media. Because I've already woken up from my deep sleep while a lot of y'all motherfuckers are still in the Rockefeller system, still fucking asleep. So I don't give a fuck if people talk shit about me. I'm over that shit. The more I learned about myself, the more I learned about other things of how life is. And you know what? A lot of people don't know this before I continue this on. Everyone, you know we're in World War III. It's been going on for a while. Even Kanye preached about it. Instagram. That's why people have a lack of communication. No one talks anymore. Me, me, me. Look up the documentary Social Dilemma on Netflix, everyone. Oh yeah, it's deep. So that's why when I understand how social media works and we're in a war, I already conquered my war with Instagram and social media, podcasts or love, hate. I'm already over that stuff. So whatever you guys talk about me on an episode, I don't care. I'm not going to fucking listen to it. I don't care if fucking people talk shit like, oh, I didn't know. It doesn't faze me. Because you know why? Because I'm living my life. And you guys are still talking shit. All because you're crying like little bitches because of the situation with MindBuzz. And it spread to me. It spread to Flo, King Mexico, and all this bullshit. And so I don't fuck with you guys. And that's why my homie, Sounds to the Fucking Commitment Soldier from Booze Gone Wild, he said, watch. 2024, people's true colors are going to fucking come out. And we saw that. I saw that. He saw that. A lot of people did. So that's why I live my life. I don't fuck with you guys. I don't give a care if you, Ramos, and Ramblings, and all these other podcasts talk shit to me. Who? You know why? Because it doesn't bother me. Because I'm winning. And you know the other thing? You're mentioning my name. Win or lose, it's numbers, clouts. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. My mindset is way different from all y'all motherfuckers. It doesn't matter. My only focus in life is my family, my job, my income, surviving, and preparing for World War III. And learning much as I can before social media is taken off by the elites. I don't give a care what you say. Words don't hurt me no more. My main focus is learning much as I can. I'm so used to getting fucking harassed and threats and people talk shit about me. I'm used to that. So what's up? That's it? That's all you're gonna do is talk shit. I'm way too busy. You can say whatever you want me. I'm like, oh, they're okay? Do they need a hug? Honestly, do you guys need a fucking hug? Because I'm way too fucking busy. I'm going to be like, oh. Say whatever you guys want. You guys are on my motherfucking nuts. You had to bring the Ramblings Alcoholics light up and shit to do a podcast to talk about Mega Man on the Heavy Hitters podcast. And this is the thing, everyone. It's like, man, why are you giving these fuckers clout? I kind of feel sorry for them. Give them a couple listens or maybe 50 or 100 listens. I mean, because let's be frank. If you know the Matrix and all, already know what people want. They want us to divide. They want us to talk shit and be clicky and clout and tribal and me like hate each other. They want us to hate each other. This is how it is. I don't care. They want to divide us. But that's how the elites are. They want to divide us. They don't want us to wake up to take over Earth. So this is what's going on right now with this podcast. He said, talk shit back and forth. And we should be waking up and be like, let's resolve our differences. Let's do this. Let's do that. Like, whatever, be his men and see what we can do to help out little by little with certain people. It spreads to your areas, to your cities, to your states, to your country, to the world, to the point, hey, the 9 billion people we're not going to be slaves to the 100 families. We're not slaves. That's why there's always tension. That's why there's always division. That's why it's hate, drama, cheese man. Well, the elite's still doing their dirty work. And this is what they want. Their dirty work, which I am doing this episode. That's just how it is. So that's why, in a way, guys, I don't care about all this stuff, this drama. Like, if they make, oh, hey, Mega Man, you're going to make an episode about you. I'm like, whatever. My only thing I just care is surviving. Is getting ready just in case something happens. I don't care about people talking shit. I care about surviving another day. Waking up. Seeing the world different. Seeing people different. Seeing social media different. Realizing, man, if I had one wish, everyone, I would go back a time knowing what I know now. I would go back and start at 11 years old. And realize, wake up. Because there's a lot of shit going on. So that's why, in a way, when people talk shit about me, or Ranting Rumbles, or Ramblings, or any other podcaster, or if it's Hoodstocks and all, or Tony Yee, or Norby's, doesn't matter to me. I don't care. People are too emotional. But sometimes, in a way, you can't be gullible people. Because there's a lot of weasels and snakes and flippers and a lot of people. You just got to be careful. And that's when I realized something. And I was like, I want to do things different. Because I'm tired of all this bullshit, like these podcast beefs. It's like, it's been years already, man. That's just how it's going to be. So again, if you guys are going to talk shit, say whatever you want. I don't care, man. I moved on. Doesn't faze me no more. I just see things different. I see the podcast different. I see my life different. I see the world. I probably see, like, I'm just more focused on the future. What's going to happen to my two boys when I'm not here? Are they going to be okay? I don't care about the social media because I already conquered World War III, and that's social media and Instagram. But the only reason why I'm on Instagram, because I don't want to be rambling, because that, you know, the king of ramblings is Ranting with Romos. But to me, it's just like, I already conquered my war. You know, I woke up from the Matrix. I surpassed my father like 100 times over. I see the world different. I see relationships different. I met a good woman, Cindy. Love you, girl. That's the first time telling her that. That's why, in a way, with the past situations, your obstacles, God's not going to put you in earth to have an easy course, like, oh, you can do this easy. God's going to put you on earth and give you an obstacle in life to see if we are worthy or not to live here on earth. I defeated every obstacle God has, no matter what. I'm not trying to be a boy cry wolf. I've been through a lot of shit. But honestly, I've been through a lot. But you know what? I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm 43. My kids are good. My son Alexander's getting better and better. I love my boy Gavin. Meliana, I'm going to fucking see you. Luna, Daddy loves you. Daddy fucking loves you. You are one of the reasons why I changed. And switching gears, because I don't care about this whole podcast beef anymore. I don't care about all that stuff. It doesn't do anything to me. Because if you're really deep into the podcast game, then you would understand Adam Curry, who is the godfather of podcasts. You will understand his thinking and his method, why he started the podcast. But for you haters who talk mad shit about me on podcasts, it's sad when you're doing it the wrong way. Podcast is to communicate. not put each other down. Is to kind of bring the people together. And this is one of the reasons why the elites want to take down podcasts. Podcast was like 20,000, 400,000. Now it's over close to 400 million people are learning on social media and on podcasts and on content. We're waking up. And this is one of the elites want to shut down Wi-Fi, shut down social media, kill the free speech and everything because they don't want us to wake up. Because if we wake up and there's 9 billion peoples and there's 100 families, we could take over this planet from being slaves to the elites. And that's real talk. Wake up, everyone. So, ramblings. Chris from Kickback, ranting with Ramos. I don't care what you say. I'm just only here because my method of thinking is different. If you're going to bicker and you're going to talk shit, then I'm going to talk shit. Do unto others as people do unto you. If you want to have a sit-down conversation like fucking men and not be emotional and fire this, then sit down as men and have a conversation. I calm down my fucking emotions and my anger. Have you guys? Or are you guys still the same? Come on, guys. If you listen to this, prove me wrong. Prove me fucking wrong. Because I learned how to conduct myself. Have you guys? Again, you're going to hear it. You're going to have your opinion. I'm going to have my back and forth, back and forth. Say whatever you want. I'm not here for that shit. I'm here to save lives. That's why I post what I post. Because we're not taught to help each other. We weren't taught to love each other. We weren't taught the history. I was born in 1980, so to me, I'm 43 now. And knowing what I know, and I'm 43, understanding how the Rockefeller system is. We want workers, not thinkers. Rothschilds, the elites, they don't want us to think. They want us to work, to be slaves to them. Work, go to school. When you go to school, you go to college. When you go to college, you get a job. Boom, boom, tax it, boom, boom. That's where they get you. And that's when I figure out the Matrix. And understand. Thank God for Andrew Tate. Thank God for Fresher Fit. Flo, I know you hate their asses. I know. I get it. Understand. I get it. Thank God for Billy Carson or Randall Carlson and Joe Rogan and David Goggins and Adam Curry, the Godfather, and you know, Patrick Ben David, you know, the Sean Ryan show, just certain and other podcasters and all that. You guys all changed my life. My life's so different. Looking back, I'm just like, man, I can't believe I surpassed my dad. That was my big thing. And this is real talk, everyone. I think you heard it on the Mega Man's Life, but when you do an episode of What's on Your Mind with Mega Man, you never know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to speak some fucking real shit. Because I want you guys to listen. I want you guys to understand me as I understand you. Real talk. No fucking wolf wearing sheepskin to pretend. That's how communication is. That's how podcasts started. To learn from each other. To understand each other. So there won't be no assumptions. So we would have a good understanding who we are as people, how we think of you, and how we conduct ourselves. And that's why my life changed. Everything happens for a reason. And look at, man, I'm going to be honest. And you guys are probably hearing this, Chris, Ramblings, Jose. I'm not going around in circles or, you know, This is real talk. I'm not that guy. I moved on. You say whatever you want about me, it doesn't make a difference. Again, I don't care about it. I just care about just changing lives. You know, waking people up. And everything started with my son when he had a stroke. Because I was looking for a cure for my son's catatonia. And that's real talk. And I even tried to find any cures from Dr. Sebi. A father's love is a father's love. My son had COVID. He almost died. I'm not trying to be a fucking boy quiet wolf and tell you a fucking sad story. This is real talk. My son almost died of COVID. Never vaxxed. He missed his mom. His mom was going through a lot of shit. Getting fired from my job. My son stressed out, couldn't take the pressure, and had a stroke at the age of 14. And it seems like it was just like short, but my life changed. But again, guys and people, I don't give a care about podcasts. A father's love is a father's love. No matter if people talk shit about me or not, when I got fired, I know in a way God had a plan for me. Maybe in a way God planned this all out because me getting fired from my job and God's telling me, you know, Stephen, I have to let you go. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it, but you need to stay home and take care of your son. Taking a whole year off, barely making it, you know, with the rent and all, had money, barely making it, but shout outs to fucking Cindy, fucking being there for me. That's why I fucking love you. And that's how everything changed of me taking a year off, focusing on my son, reflecting from the past, learning about yourself, taking care of your personal things, you know, financial and everything. Just expressing the way you feel, like why, conquering your demons, conquering your fears, you know, not. Gotta have like maybe like 1,000 times more thick skin from social media or in public, looking over your shoulder, like learning from all that stuff. And I'm kind of glad, and I hate to say this as well, even the COVID times, a lot of people didn't make it from the COVID times, and a lot of people did. You had to be mentally there in those COVID times. I had about 46 to 50 people died those 3 years that I knew love, that I knew from my family, my loved ones, and people who I was close to, I'm not going to mention, made a difference in my life, but also in podcasts. I think about it every day. I think about life. I learn from it. I conquered my demons. I conquered the cycle. I conquered the matrix. I conquered my fears. I broke family curses. I learned why, how my family was. I wanted to break a cycle and end that curse with my family on personal levels. You know, addressing certain personal things to my mother and to my father. You've probably heard of the Mega Man's life. You know, I don't speak to them no more. Shit happens for a reason, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I really had to really dig deep in my heart, but also in my brain, and really understand my pineal gland, really understand, the true harmony of life, to move on from the past, where I see a lot of people have a hard time moving on from the past. And I dealt with that. And it took me time. But I overcome it. Man, I really think, I want to be honest with you guys and ladies. I didn't want to do an episode, but I just wanted to speak from the heart. When people address the situation with Ramos and heavy hitters and all, to me, talk shit. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing podcasts. That's the only thing I can do. I'm not trying to say play one side and this, he changes mind. I don't even care about that. Keep on doing what you're doing. I moved on. Again, my only main focus is posting the truth, waking people's eyes, speaking my mind, just living life, and spending time with my family. Can't wait to see my son Emiliano. I miss him. Can't wait to see my daughter Luna. Haven't seen her in a couple years. That's my main focus, guys. And ladies and podcasters. I don't know. I haven't done an episode where I have no papers. Nothing to talk about. Just speak from the heart. Just keep it 100. I think that's what we want in life. We want honesty. We want people who are very genuine no matter what. They're going to speak their mind because they're not scared of the matrix. The way how I am is the way how I am. And the way how I am, speaking my mind, very open, very blunt, say how it is all because of one incident that happened in my life. Never give up. Speak up. Defend yourself. Never be anyone's doormat. Say what you got to say. Research. And just keep on going. It's from an incident that happened in my family. The way how I am now. Because I don't put up with shit. So to me, again, when people talk shit about me on podcasts, on major platforms, or anything on social media, in person, or people look, it doesn't faze me. I'm winning. Because you guys are all, guys and ladies are all hearing me, watching me, and listening to me. I won. There was an incident. I think I must have been about 11 or 10 years old. And this happened, I remember, Auntie Terry's house, my grandma's sister, she passed away. She lived in Modesto. A lot of her family are second or third cousins. We were always tight-knit. We wanted to say, like, hey, it's all love. There's always going to be those certain intellectuals, like they're very bougie and very stuck up. And some of my family is very stuck up and bougie. Like, go to college and all, think, fucking smart words and shit like that. I didn't know these terms, what they were talking when I had to sit down, and they made me look stupid. And to me, that's where I feel like, when people like, hey, blood is blood, you're not your family. But sometimes your family will just put you down and, how can you grow from that? But when you have certain people that are very intellectuals and they make fun of me, my mom and my dad picked up on it. My mom didn't like that. And they scolded them. I often hear that word. Hey, I had to scold you. And he's like, you don't talk to my son like that. He doesn't know those words. Instead of you picking on him, why don't you help him? to understand. And that's what I feel with books or certain words or stories or research or education or whatever from history. That's why it made me angry. That's why it made me want to learn more. That's why it made me curious. That's why it made me speak up more. That's why I want to learn much as I can, so we're in the even playing field. So I won't be as a Neanderthal or a loser or stupid and all. I don't care about who's smarter than who. It shouldn't be like, hey, I know more shit than you. It shouldn't be like that. I can't stand people who are very intellectuals. And I'm gonna be honest with you. In the beginning, I was guilty. I was a hypocrite. I was guilty of this. Like, oh, they don't know more shit than me. Well, there could be people that might know more shit than me. So I had to be checked by certain people. Very intellectual, heavy hitters. When I'm talking about heavy hitters, I'm talking about major people who I saw and who I talked to. But I will never, never mention their names. Cindy and I know, but we're not like that. We're not like that. We don't talk about certain people. We keep it, that's where we're very private. I only give 25% of my life on social media or in talking. Okay, everyone? A lot of people don't know the 75%. And with social media, I give it like 10%. So it's like 35% of you guys and ladies knowing me in background checks or on social media or in public. That's it. But there's other things that I don't post on because everyone wants to see what's Mega Man posting on Instagram. But those people checked me and I learned. And because of that, I'm just different. I just see things different. Again, just living life. I don't know how the world's going to be. Only time can tell. We're 33, we're pretty much in a way $36 trillion in debt. Borders are open. Iran, Israel. I'm going to tell you something, man. Israel's fucking up. We gotta pull out of Ukraine and Israel. The sleeping giant is Russia and China and Iran. I'm telling you, man, the social media now, and there's people who are hungry to defeat Israel and the United States. So in a way, how I see it as, in the world, from the Rothschilds and to the 100 families, we are slaves to the 100 families. When you get your social security's number, you're a slave to one of those 100 families and your birth certificate. But when you live in a country, we're more fucked. We're slaves to our countries. And I know everyone has their opinion. We don't want no war in this. But they make it harder for us. They kill our pineal gland. They're trying to kill us more with diseases and food. And they're killing our morale. And they're killing us on social media. Is nothing but negativity. Anything that they can do to weaken our bodies, weaken our brain, weaken our pineal gland, where now you're seeing people dying early at 50 and 40. The maximum age was 120, 130, but now people are dying. Stress, diseases, food, drama, chaos, killing. It's crazy where it's like wars after wars after wars and people can't resolve their differences. And all this started from the Babel of Towers because we had one race. We had one language. and we were going to be, us humans were made by the Anunnakis. Because we were made to give the Ajijis a break of building civilizations in the moon, Earth, and Mars at the same time. And we were going to be 100 times more greater and more smarter than the Anunnakis. And that's why the Babel of Towers was started, to change our color, change our blood, change our race, and have different languages where we have one language and we could just overthrow the elites or the gods. That's how everything started, and this is where we're at now. It makes it more harder for us to unite pronouns, categories, you know, just every type of situation to hate us more. We hate your neighbor. We hate the person who talks shit about you in a podcast. We hate about this, all that. They want us to divide us more. And that's why, in a way, when I woke up and I saw when a lot of mad people talk shit to me, I better defend myself. But at the same time, I don't want to be like that. I want to be there for the people, not put our people down and talk bad. So again, everyone, like, my method of thinking, I'm not that Mega Man no more. I'm Steven Martinez. I just moved on. So whatever they got to say about me, whatever, let them be. I don't care. But I moved on. That's just how it is. Back and forth, back and forth. It's all about clout. I don't care about views, clouts, or numbers. I don't care. But I will have to address it. But I'm not going to be going endless. Oh, okay, he made an episode. Mega Man made an episode. Mega Man made an episode. Or he made an episode. The Mega Man made an episode. He made an episode. I don't have time for that shit, man. Right now, again, everyone, I'm going to say this one last time. My main focus is surviving and getting ready just in case World War III happens. And that's real talk. Okay? Well, I just wanted to say what I want to say, but I hope you like this episode. Cindy, I just want to say you've always been there for me. Much love. I love you, girl, man. Like, that's why, in a way, and this is real talk as well, this is real shit. I took a break from dating for like 2.5 years, almost 3 years, you know, understanding. And again, like, taking 3 years off and regrouping. And that, I just see things different. Because I did not want to be in a relationship and use her as a punching bag because I can't move on from the past. And Cindy, you always been there for me. You've been there for my boys. You always kept it 100. You always supported me. I'm not trying to cry or anything like that or be a beta. But to me, it's real talk. I just see things different. I move different. Still an alpha, still control, but I got my shit together. But again, Cindy, I just want to say thank you for being there for me. I really, really appreciate it. And man, I didn't really want to do a fucking episode. But it's from the heart. You know, everyone's going to have their podcasts and say what they want to say, or clouds if it's all, oh, this is what Mega Man said, or make clips or hear everything and write notes. Go right ahead. I don't care. I moved on. I mean, best of luck to all of them. I mean, best of luck to Ranting, Ramblings, Chris, King Mexico, certain people, man. Just do what you gotta do, man. Say whatever you want, talk shit. Doesn't faze me no more, man. Moved on. Again, my main focus, my boys, getting my shit together, have a good girl in my life, just working, living my life. And I already escaped the matrix, and pretty much in a way, my mindset, it's way different. So to me, shit talking and gossip or chisme or putting me down or degrading me, it's not going to make a difference. I moved on. But I don't know, man. Just... Fuck, man. Is this to me? And I haven't done a really like organic episode like this in a minute. I want to say like maybe a year. It's just coming from the heart. I know there's over close to 300 to maybe 400 million different types of podcasts. You win some, you lose some. You might get 10 listens, you might get 2 billion listens. Someone's hearing, someone's watching, they're watching what you're doing. And when people listen to me, I'm keeping them afloat. I'm keeping them alive. Because I know there's podcasters and there's certain people that listen to mine. Because they want to hear some real shit. They want to hear what I want to say. It changed their life. There's even a couple people that they almost end their life, but they listen to my podcast. Say what you want, it doesn't make a difference, but there's a lot of hardcore listeners that have been, listening to my podcast since the beginning until now. And they're still keeping it 100 with me. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to the real people. No matter if you love me or not, no matter if you know me or even know me on personal level, maybe an event level, podcast level, or social media level. Always show love, man. And I've seen some of the posts like on my rate review or my Spotify, and people show love and show some, talk shit or show support. Don't matter. You guys are hearing. You guys are watching. Love me or hate me. But I guarantee there's been times, there's been a lot of people who despise me and hate me, but when they still follow, see what I'm doing, they can be in my DMs and tell me, it's like, Mega Man, I fucking hate your fucking ass. But you keep a 100 and you're just being you. And that's all you can be. It's just be you. A lot of people don't get this, and I want people to kind of sharpen their knife. I only did podcasts because I wanted people to understand me. That's it. As you understand me and what I post and my thinking, I want to understand you. So there'll be less arguments. There'll be less shit talking. That's how podcasts started, is to have everyone get to know each other, have everyone have each other's backs and understand, but not to have drama and stuff. It's like, damn, man. It's just like, I hate to talk about this. I hate to talk about a lot of things on this episode, but it is what it is. Just tired of it. I hate talking about all these Latino podcasts had fallouts out with me or with other ones where they just don't see eye to eye or divisions, cliques, and all that. We all have an opportunity. We're all different. We all have a different method of thinking on how we are. Instead of bashing on each other, because I'm just tired of it, man. I'm just tired of it. Instead of bashing on each other, we gotta be there for each other. Because right now the Latino podcast is growing and we have a voice. And I hate to talk about things what I just talked about in this episode, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, but it is what it is. Other podcasters talk down on us, that you, that we, that me or everyone else, they assume that we don't have our shit together. It's always about drama. Oh, he said, she said, no. We should be uplifting our people, not putting our people down. But how can we do that? Just have some of you guys and ladies, or even podcast listeners, social media people, or even podcasters, anyone. Have we learned from any culture who we are as Latino or Latinas, raza, is everything? Have we learned to control our emotions and don't let it get to us? We all have different lives. We all have some fucked up families. But this is the time to wake up. This is the time to put shit aside and be like, yo, we're living in the last days. We need a voice. Wake up, everyone. Instead of bashing on each other, we should be uplifting. The time is now. Before it's too late, the elites want to take our Wi-Fi down and make a fake Project Bluebeam at the same time. They want to take our free speech, and they want to divide us more. They want us to be more as slaves. They're taking our podcasts. We can't say certain things anymore. So how are we going to uplift our people? People, if you're hearing this, rise up. Let's take control. Let's win back Earth from the slaves, from the elites. Wake up, everyone. We have social media. This is the only opportunity we have in our lifetime to have our voice be heard. Instead of doing it the wrong way, let's do it the right way. Let's wake people up before it's too late, people. Seriously. It's hard to swallow your ego. It's hard because of certain things. But we need to wake up before it's too late. Again, I don't have that heart anymore, that heavy heart or hate and awe. I just want to be there and save as much people as I can before they take down our social media and erase everything and they take our Wi-Fi down. That's why I'm learning as much as I can to spread the message of what happened before it's too late. All right. That's all I'm going to say right there. And hope you like this episode. And man, this was real talk, man. Hold on. Let me get a vape for this. Man, that's some real talk. That was a real fucking talk. So I hope you like this episode of What's On Your Mind with Mega Man. It's a lot of people want to know what's Mega Man's thinking. What are you going to talk about? But hey, man, keep on loving me, and you guys keep on doing you. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Follow me, Mommy Social Experiment, on my personal page at Mega Man 690. I'm going to keep on doing me. Again, and I'll say this, shout outs to the heavy hitters, shout outs to King Mexico, shout outs to Ramblings Alcoholics, Chris, Ramos. Make a good episode talking shit about me. Is that going to make a difference? I moved on. Best of luck to you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing, because this will be the last time I ever talk about you guys ever again. Again, I don't have no ill will. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm out.